Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Chief Game Warden Bob Timian. Bob, deer gun season starts at noon November 10th. This time of year, we get a lot of deer hunting questions. Let's start out with what licenses do we need for the deer gun hunting season?
Well, for deer gun, you need obviously your deer license, which you should have received in the mail by now. In addition, if you're non-gratis, you also need a general game and habitat stamp.
Okay, let's explain the deer tag.
The deer tag is a three-part piece that comes on, and obviously the tag itself is the bottom section. Then the top section is divided into two pieces. One is a little piece you can pull off and stick on the back of your paper certificate, and the other part is the carcass tag, which remains with the meat.
With my deer tag, Bob, you know, it says my name on it. Can I transfer that to somebody else?
No, you cannot, Mike. Deer tags, in fact, all licenses in North Dakota, are non-transferable. Once the name, you know, whoever name is on the tag is the only person legally authorized to harvest a deer with that tag. You can't give it to somebody else.
Okay. Explain the tagging process. You harvest a deer, you walk up to the deer.
Most people are familiar with it, but it never hurts to review. When you harvest a deer, you've got a deer down. The minute that you take possession of it, you walk up to the deer, the first thing you should do is tag the deer. Obviously, with a buck, it's around the base of the antler, and a doe through a slit in the ear. That's the law. It says immediately tag. It's also a good idea because when you first come to the deer, before you start, most people field dress it on location, whatever. You can do it when it's the tag is clean. You don't have to worry about hair or other things or blood from dressing the deer. So it's the easiest to tag. So not only is it the law, it's also a good idea just to do it immediately.
Sure, and we also need to notch out the month and the day.
That's correct. If you look around the tag, on one side there's some notches indicating the month, and along the bottom is the days. You notch the month and date of the kill. Do that prior to putting it on the animal.
For safety purposes, what's the law on blaze orange?
The law on blaze orange is every hunter must be wearing above the waist solid blaze orange and also a blaze orange head covering. Blaze camo is not allowed in this state.
Okay, and we said season opens at noon Central Time on November 10th. What are the shooting hours after that, Bob?
After that, it's a half hour before sunrise to a half hour after sunset.
We always remind people a few weeks in advance to find that deer tag, make sure everything is accurate on that tag. What if you cannot find your license?
Well, if you cannot find your license prior to the season, you can contact the Bismarck office, you can contact the local regional offices by either phone or stop in. And we do set up on certain areas beforehand. Our outreach biologists are available to help you apply for a duplicate license.
Okay. When deer hunting, you know, a lot of people are traveling section lines. Is it legal to hunt section lines?
Section lines, by North Dakota state law, under the highway section of the North Dakota Century Code, are, unless specifically closed, which most of them are not, are open to public travel. That doesn't necessarily mean you can do anything else. I mean, so if the roadway, if the adjacent land is posted, unless you know otherwise, you should consider the roadway on that side posted. So if it's posted on both sides, no hunting or trespassing without permission, unless you know that the roadway is owned by a third party, say like the county or the state, then you should assume that it's in your best interest to just assume that the road is closed to hunting.
Bob, if I harvest a deer, can I drive off trail on private or public land to retrieve that animal?
Mike, under state law, you were allowed to drive off trail, the most direct route, to load up your deer and drive back on the same trail without violating the off-trail laws. However, the people who own the land or manage the land can tell you they don't want you driving on their land, and then you can't. So what people need to understand is, well, you will not be prosecuted for it under state off-trail laws. The individual landowner, whether it's public or private, the manager like state land department for school lands or a private property owner, can still tell you that they do not want you driving for any purposes on their land, and in which case you cannot.
So you have to have permission.
You have to have their permission.
What are the laws of retrieving an animal? Say you harvest an animal on land you legally had the right to be on, and it runs and it falls on posted land. What should a hunter do in that case?
By law, you are allowed to retrieve an animal that if you shot it, first of all, you have to have shot it on land where you had a legal right to be. That's number one. And then say it jumps the fence into some property that you don't currently have permission to hunt on. You can retrieve it, but you cannot continue hunting. So in other words, the gun has to stay on the outside and you can go in and retrieve it. As a practical matter, what I would suggest is that if you wound a deer and it runs onto somebody else's property, that you contact the person who posted the property, advise them of the situation, and see if you can get permission. Because if they give you permission, then you could probably even take your gun in with you, but that would be up to the person. If they do not want to give you permission to retrieve your game, I would suggest that you call the local game warden and see if he can't assist in resolving the situation.
Can I use my bow to fill my deer gun license, and can I use my deer gun license to fill my bow?
It's a one-way thing, Mike. Your deer gun license, you can fill with any legal weapon during the deer gun season. So if you want to use a bow to fill your deer gun license, yes, you can. But your archery tag, your deer bow license, can only be filled with archery equipment.
Can I transport somebody else's deer?
Yes, with some restrictions. Certainly you can transport it if they're with you without any other requirement. If the person whose deer it in is riding with you, it's not an issue. What we do have is a situation where at the end of the year, maybe one person is going to take all the deer to a processing plant. He can do that, but he needs to get a hold of the local warden and make arrangements to get a transport permit for those if the person who harvests the deer is not going to be riding with them. What I suggest is that if you know, say you've got a deer and you know in advance that, well, you're going to be leaving tomorrow and you've already got the deer today, call early, because during the deer gun season or during any hunting season, the warden may not be instantly available, but he will try to do his best to accommodate you. So the earlier you can give him notice that you have a deer that you're going to be transporting, give the warden a call. And it also comes up, we will not give you a transport permit until you've harvested the deer. You can't get one before you have the actual deer.
Sure. Drones are becoming more and more popular. Is that something you can use during the deer gun season as a drone?
The short answer is no. Drones are treated just like regular aircraft, manned aircraft. You cannot use them less than 72 hours prior to the season or during the season to locate or assist in hunting big game.
Okay, and if a person sees a violation, what can they do?
Anytime they see a violation, we have the RAP number, or if you have the local warden's cell phone number, call him directly, or you can call our office here in Bismarck during regular business hours. After hours, the RAP number or the local warden's number, but the big thing is, most important thing is, if you see something that is a violation, don't wait. Call immediately. We will try to respond as quickly as we possibly can, because in a lot of cases, timing is very important.
Sure. Anything else, Bob?
No, other than, you know, when you're out there, make sure of your target before you shoot. Don't put a loaded firearm in your vehicle, and have a safe and enjoyable deer season.
Thanks for joining me today, Bob. Now is the time to locate your deer license and check it for accuracy. Every year, the North Dakota Game and Fish Department's licensing section receives last-minute inquiries from hunters who can't find their license. When that happens, it's difficult to try to get a replacement license in time for the season opener. Another reason to check the license now is to make sure the unit and species is what was intended. Deer hunters in need of a replacement license can print out a duplicate replacement license application from the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov, or can request an application by calling 701-328-6300. The form must be completely filled out and notarized and sent back to the department with a fee. For Chief Game Warden Bob Timian and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.